Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich has admitted that he provided inaccurate, incomplete, and unreliable statements to a House Ethics Committee about a college course he taught. In a written statement, he said he did not intend to mislead the committee, but added that his actions did not reflect creditably on the House. Gingrich faces a range of penalties from reprimand to expulsion. Commentator Mickey Edwards says the Speaker's situation puts the Republicans in a bind.
I've always been fascinated by the idea of someone being hoist with his own petard, which, according to Shakespeare, suggests the picture of somebody being blown up by his own bomb. Which brings us to Newt Gingrich. The irony of the speakers being in such trouble with the Ethics Committee is that it is Mr. Gingrich who has been so cavalier about labeling the Congress as corrupt and vowing to put it on a higher moral plane. There's also a second irony here. I suspect that David Bonnier, the Democrat who has been so gleefully leading the fight to punish Mr. Gingrich, is getting a particular pleasure out of being Gingrich's Gingrich, doing to the Speaker what he has done to others. There is nothing trivial about what Mr. Gingrich is accused of. Intentionally lying to the Congress is a serious offense, and one that would certainly disqualify Mr. Gingrich from remaining as Speaker. The question before Congress is simply, did the Speaker mislead the Ethics Committee by accident or on purpose? There is no question at all that the college course which he is accused of preparing with tax-exempt funds was all along a purely partisan exercise. Mr. Gingrich once asked that we offer his course for credit to students at Harvard's Kennedy School. It fell to me, as a member of the faculty, to review the course. As a Republican, I loved what I saw. But it was quite clearly a series of political speeches, not a college course. For House Republicans, Gingrich's admission that he misled the Ethics Committee creates quite a dilemma. Conservatives, who had been an oppressed minority in Congress, often blocked from even offering amendments, are grateful to Gingrich for helping make Republicans, and them, a majority. Moderates know that with Gingrich, who despite his reputation actually believes that government can play a potentially positive role, they can have a voice at the table. They're not so sure that will be the case with either of Mr. Gingrich's likely successors, Dick Armey or Tom DeLay. There's a lot at stake here. With a chastened Gingrich as Speaker, perhaps there will be room in the next 2 years for the Congress and the President to find some middle ground. With Gingrich gone, Republican hardliners may simply declare war on the White House. Unless Republicans can come up with a new line of succession, perhaps a Henry Hyde or John Kasich as the new Speaker, the best they can hope for now is that the Ethics Committee will find that Mr. Gingrich's false statements were merely an oversight. For this is the final irony. If there is any hope for compromise, Newt Gingrich may be the indispensable man.
Mickey Edwards is a former Republican congressman from Oklahoma. He now teaches at Harvard University's Kennedy School of Government and comes to us with help from member station WGBH in Boston.